I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Chinese artist Ai Weiwei spent his first full day at home today after 80 days in detention. But Ai Weiwei is not yet a free man. He can't talk to the press, and he can't leave Beijing without permission. His release comes just as China's premier is about to visit Europe. The World's Mary Kay Magstead has more now from Beijing.
It was a thinner and more subdued Ai Weiwei who came home last night and had uncharacteristically little to say to a crowd of waiting journalists.
I'm off. I'm happy. And I cannot give any interview, please. So sorry.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei said today that Ai Weiwei is out on bail, meaning he can't leave the area where he lives and has other restrictions.
正如我们指出的,
Hong Lei said Ai Weiwei has been investigated for economic crimes, that he evaded taxes and destroyed relevant documents. He said Ai Weiwei was being allowed out on bail because he'd admitted to his crimes, promised to pay the back taxes, showed a good attitude, and had a chronic health condition. Hong Lei declined to answer a question about whether Ai Weiwei's bail conditions allow him to create and exhibit art or keep up what had been his near-constant Twitter feed. Joshua Rosenzweig is with the Duihua Foundation, which works for the release of political prisoners in China. He says the economic charges against Ai Weiwei seemed an afterthought.
It suggests that they detained him first and then came up with a justification later, which has led a lot of people to think that the tax charge was really not the primary reason that they detained him in the first place. It was more about taking him out of the picture for a while, making this vocal critic of China silent for a period of time.
He's not the only one the Chinese government has tried to silence. Amnesty International says more than 130 Chinese civil rights activists have been detained this year in the wake of government concern that the pro-democracy movements in the Middle East and North Africa might give Chinese ideas. Catherine Baber is Amnesty's Asia-Pacific deputy director.
Ai Weiwei's release on bail can be seen as a tokenistic gesture to deflect mounting international criticism, and it's really vital that the international outcry focus on those other people who remain in secret detention in China today.
One other prominent dissident who's due to get out this weekend is AIDS activist Hu Jia, who got 3 years in prison for co-writing an open letter critical of the Chinese government in the run-up to the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Joshua Rosenzweig of the Duihua Foundation says Hu Jia, like Ai Weiwei, will not be a free man even once he's released.
Hu Jia, as part of his sentence, like many political prisoners, was given the additional sentence of deprivation of political rights for, I believe, 1 year, which would start from the time of his release. And basically what that means is that he can't vote, he can't run for office, he can't publish anything. And he'll have to check in with police at regular intervals.
Hu Jia may also be under effective house arrest, as he and his wife were even before this prison sentence. His wife, Zhang Jingyan, was briefly detained last weekend. When I reached her by phone today, she said she couldn't give an interview to journalists and wasn't sure what would happen Sunday when Hu Jia is scheduled to be released. She said, I hope it will go smoothly, but right now, I just don't know. News of most of these detentions is kept from the Chinese public. But word of a general crackdown has seeped through enough that a recent commencement speaker hit a responsive chord with these words. Law school Vice President He Bing at the Chinese University of Politics and Law commented on all the drummed-up red fervor ahead of the Communist Party's 90th anniversary next week. He said, "This is an absurd era. It encourages you to sing revolutionary songs, but discourages revolution. It encourages you to go see the movie about the founding of the party, but discourages you from setting up a party." The crowd's reaction suggests many in the audience find it absurd, too. A video of He Bing's comments made the rounds online for a day, then it was removed by most websites for having inappropriate content. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.